Ask anyone in Galveston to point out the Ashbel Smith building, and they're bound to say, "Oh, you mean Old Red." Ashbel Smith was a physician, politician, and the first president of the University of Texas Board of Regents. The building's nickname comes from its ruddy red brick, sandstone, and tile finishes. It's the oldest building at the UT Medical Branch in Galveston, and it's extraordinary, so striking that it moves you emotionally. It was designed by the renowned architect Nicholas J. Clayton, completed in 1890. Given Galveston's tendency to flood, Clayton raised the first floor of the three-story structure a full story above the street. Arches outlining second-story window openings resemble the arches of a Roman aqueduct as they wrap around the building. They appear to lift the massive structure as though it were dancing. At the central entrance bay, a raised arched porch projects forward, and wide stairs cascade down to the street. As you ascend the steps, you too feel like you're dancing. Most affecting are the panels of opus picotum, which frame the arches. That's Latin for spike work, in which bricks are laid on the diagonal with one corner sticking out, rather than in a flat plane. When the sun strikes, the play of light and shadow makes hard red brick look like lush, dark velvet. Clayton coordinated this sensory experience with Old Red's curvilinear geometry to produce a visceral response. But expansion of the medical school in the 1960s with more modern facilities raised questions about Old Red's usefulness. A master plan proposed demolition, and the building stood empty. Maintenance ceased in the 1970s when a flock of birds moved in. Pressure from faculty, alumni, and preservationists resulted in Old Red's complete restoration in 1986. First-year students again began their medical instruction in the Gross Anatomy Lab. But after flooding from Hurricane Ike severely damaged the campus in 2008, Old Red again stood unoccupied. Now stabilized, this magnificent building awaits its future.